听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Thanks for taking time out of your day to study English with us. Back about 80 years ago, this person became famous all over the world. This person set records and broke records. This person was extremely courageous. This person looked straight into the face of danger, and this person was a woman. For the next few days, we'll be looking at the exciting life of aviator-adventurer Amelia Earhart. This month's Studio Classroom Historical People feature begins on page 24. Please open your magazines now and join us as we read.
Amelia Earhart. She made history by taking risks. In the early days of flight, one woman captured the world's attention by setting aviation records. That woman, Amelia Earhart, became even more famous in death, though, because of the mystery surrounding her disappearance. That mystery remains unsolved to this day. The early years. When Amelia Mary Earhart was born in 1897, young women were expected to leave simple, traditional lives as wives and mothers. But it became clear that Earhart's life would be different as she gained a reputation for climbing trees and hunting rats.
Hi, friends. I'm Chip.
And I'm Chelsea. We're so glad you joined us today. Today, we are going to be taking a look at our Historical People article. This is a new feature that Studio Classroom will be doing in 2010 each month. We will bring to you a different person from history. And in today's article, we are talking about one of my favorite people from history, Amelia Earhart. And why do I like her? Well, because she made history by taking risks.
So if she made history, that means that she did something really important in history, which changed history. So she made history by taking risks. She was a risk taker. Our article says that in the early days of flight, one woman captured the world's attention.
She did. She captured the world's attention. She brought attention to herself by setting aviation records. Now, again, we're talking about the early days of flight. So we're talking about aircraft and airplanes here. And that's what aviation is. Aviation is the science or the activity of flying an aircraft, something like an airplane or a helicopter. And we know that today it's very easy to take a flight and to travel from place to place, but when flights were just getting started, it was very impressive if you were a pilot. And Amelia Earhart is one who set aviation records.
So this woman who captured the world's attention was Amelia Earhart, and she became even more famous in her death because of the mystery surrounding her disappearance. So she was already famous, setting world records as one of the first women, the first woman, to fly planes like she did. And yet she became even more famous after she died.
Yes, because there is mystery surrounding her disappearance. Disappearance is a word that means to not be seen. If something appears, you are able to see it. If it disappears, you are no longer able to see it. So if a person disappears, they have gone somewhere where you don't know where they're at. They've disappeared. You can no longer see them. People didn't know what happened. And we're going to learn more about that today because the mystery of Amelia Earhart's disappearance still remains unsolved. We haven't figured it out even to this day. Let's learn about her early years.
Okay, so our article continues by saying, when Amelia Mary Earhart was born in 1897, young women were expected to lead simple, traditional lives as wives and as mothers. So there were these expectations. The wider culture and most people expected women to lead simple lives as wives and as mothers.
Yes, in fact, women back then a lot of times didn't receive a formal education because they were just expected to stay at home and help with the chores and maybe raising the children. But it became clear that Earhart's life would be different as she gained a reputation for climbing trees and hunting rats.
Okay, so she gained a reputation, but we'll take a look at that phrase with Liz and Grammar on the Go in a minute. But before we go there, that word reputation is an important one. If you have a reputation for something, that means that you are known by many people for that certain thing. So if you have a reputation of being an honest person, that means that people know you as an honest person. They look at you and they think, he's an honest person.
So some people have good reputations and some people have bad reputations, or some people are just known for the way that they behave. It might not be good or bad, but they're known for something in particular. And that is what we know about Amelia Earhart. She started to gain a reputation for climbing trees and hunting rats. Now, already to me, this doesn't sound like something that most little girls would want to do. I can understand the climbing trees part, but it says that she liked to hunt for rats.
Hunting rats. Yeah, that is unusual behavior for a little girl during this time and really during any time. So she had an unusually unique reputation. Well, let's take a look at that gained a reputation phrase with Liz in Grammar on the Go.
Hello, friends. My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. See that plane behind me? That belongs to my friend Andy. He loves to fly, and he's invited me to join him today. Normally, I'm fine when it comes to flying on a large passenger jet, but this plane is tiny, so I'm feeling a bit nervous, which is why I'm impressed with Amelia Earhart. That woman made history by taking risks and setting aviation records. Speaking of Amelia Earhart, here's today's grammar tip sentence from the article. But it became clear that Earhart's life would be different as she gained a reputation for climbing trees and hunting rats. Notice the phrase, gained a reputation for. It just means to become known for. So another way to say the sentence is, but it became clear that Earhart's life would be different as she became known for climbing trees and hunting rats. Same meaning. However, if you want to create a stronger impression, use gain a reputation rather than to become known for, because to gain is a stronger verb than to become. Use to gain a reputation to talk about positive descriptions such as, the new manager is fluent in 5 languages and quickly gained a reputation for being able to handle the company's overseas partners. You can also use to gain a reputation to talk about negative traits. For example, Greg likes to take his time and has gained a reputation for always being late. That's it for today. Be sure to check out the other example sentences in today's grammar tip in your Studio Classroom magazine. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Liz. Well, after gaining a reputation like that, I think a lot of people knew that she was going to live a unique life. Let's take a break now, and we'll be back to learn more about Amelia's life. But first, let's watch a skit.
Amelia, no more tree climbing.
Aww.
And no more rat hunting.
But I love climbing and hunting for rats. And I have a good reputation for those things. Besides, it's fun.
Not for the rats.
Huh.
You need to stop having fun, Amelia. Soon, you'll become a young woman.
I know. People expect me to lead a simple, traditional life.
That's right. Soon, you'll become a wife and a mother.
Well, that's fine for some ladies, but I love adventure.
Adventure?
Yeah. Remember the Ferris wheel? I was so high up. That was an adventure.
Then ride in an airplane.
Yeah. I should try flying.
No. I was joking.
Okay, I won't ride one. I'll fly one. I want to be a pilot.
No way.
I'll take lessons and buy my own airplane.
Flying around in circles is not an adventure.
Then I'll fly across the ocean and around the world.
No way. That's crazy.
No more tree climbing and no more rat hunting. I'm going to concentrate on my flying. Yeah!
Amelia, no. Yeah! Women don't do that. Oh, well. At least the rats will be happy.
Hi, friends. Welcome back from the break. You know, today we live in a world where plane travel is taken for granted. We go to the airport and walk onto a plane and sit down. But we don't often consider all the people that made that relatively short, comfortable flight possible. One of those courageous people was Amelia Earhart, and she made history by taking risks. We're in the middle of learning about Amelia's early childhood and what exactly inspired her to become an airline pilot. Let's pick up the reading at the top of the right-hand column.
Amelia Earhart. At age 7, she discovered how much she enjoyed heights while riding a Ferris wheel. 16 years later, Earhart rode in an airplane and knew she had to fly. Just days after that, she took her first flying lesson, and within 6 months, Earhart purchased her own airplane. A life-changing flight. On June 18, 1928, Earhart gained international fame when she became the first woman to fly across the Atlantic Ocean. Although she didn't pilot the plane, Earhart received the praise and credit for the flight. From that point on, she began to concentrate on flying.
Welcome back. We are still here talking about Amelia Earhart's early years, and we are about to learn that when Amelia Earhart was 7 years old, she discovered how much she enjoyed heights while riding a Ferris wheel. Now, a Ferris wheel is a very large upright wheel. It's vertical and it has seats on it, and you actually get in those seats and you ride around a big circle in a Ferris wheel, and sometimes they can be very, very high. I personally am a little bit scared of Ferris wheels because they are so high and it's a little bit scary, but Amelia Earhart discovered her love for heights on
That's
a Ferris
right.
wheel.
I suppose, are you a little bit afraid of heights, Chelsea?
I am.
Okay, so you're not crazy. You don't really like to ride a Ferris wheel because it's so high. But Amelia discovered her love for heights on a Ferris wheel. They are not very fast, but they are usually pretty high. So she discovered a love for heights. And 16 years later, Earhart rode in an airplane. And it sounded like from that time on, she knew she had to fly.
Just days after she rode in her first airplane, she took her first flying lesson. She actually started to take classes on learning how to fly. And only 6 months later, Amelia Earhart purchased her own airplane. Chip, if you purchase something, what are you doing?
Well, that's pretty simple. You're actually just buying something. You are spending money in order to own something. You're buying, and in this case, she is buying or purchasing her own airplane. So actually, at a very young age, I think, she is now owning her very own airplane.
Yes, and that is a very large purchase. We often hear of people purchasing transportation, things like cars and motorcycles, but to purchase an airplane, you have to be pretty serious about flying and wanting to fly. Well, let's go on. We've learned a lot about Amelia Earhart's early years. Let's learn about a life-changing flight now.
So on June 18th, 1928, Earhart gained international fame. So before, she gained a reputation, and now she's gaining international fame when she became the first woman to fly across the Atlantic Ocean. Now, if you receive fame, or if you gain fame, if you have fame, what is it that you're having?
Well, it means that you are known or recognized by many people because of something that you've done or a skill that you have achieved. So she became very well known because she became the first woman to fly across the Atlantic Ocean. Remember, this is still the very early days of flight. We know that today there are flights that go across all the oceans, all the time, but this was still very new. So she gained international fame.
Or another way you could say that is she became famous. She gained fame. She became famous for flying across the Atlantic Ocean. Although she didn't pilot the plane, she received the praise and credit for the flight. So she didn't pilot the plane. Now, I know that a car has a driver and a plane, an airplane, has a pilot who drives the plane or flies the plane. So here it's used as a verb.
Yes, pilot can be used as a noun or a verb. The pilot is the person who flies the plane, but we could also say that that captain pilots the airplane. That means he or she flies the airplane. So, although Amelia Earhart did not actually pilot this plane, she wasn't actually the one who was driving it across the ocean. She was the one who received credit for the flight because she was the first woman to actually fly in a plane across the Atlantic Ocean. And from that point on, Chip, what did she begin to concentrate on?
Well, she began to concentrate on flying. And if she concentrates on flying, that means that she is focusing her attention, she's focusing her concentration on flying. She's concentrating her efforts on learning how to fly. That's all we have for today, but we'll learn more about Amelia's life tomorrow. Before we go today, let's visit the chat room.
Ashley!
Oh, hi, Ken.
What are you doing up there?
I was just putting away a few books, but I can come down.
Whoa, careful. Let me help you.
Oh, it's okay. I'm not afraid of heights.
You know, you sound like Amelia Earhart. In today's Studio Classroom magazine, it talks about how she enjoyed heights, and she even liked to climb trees.
What about you, Ken? Do you have acrophobia?
What?
Acrophobia. It's the fear of heights. There are many different phobias. Phobia means fear.
I know some people fear spiders. What is that called?
Arachnophobia. I have to say, I'm afraid of spiders, but I don't have a phobia.
So what's the difference between a fear and a phobia?
Well, they're different in degree. Everyone has fears and may think of them from time to time. However, some people are intensely afraid of something, so much that it interferes with their everyday life.
Well, that would be difficult to handle, especially if you fear something that was common in everyday life.
Exactly. Some people have a fear of small spaces, which is called claustrophobia. They get really nervous when they are inside a small room, an elevator, or even a small car. It may make them very nervous and they start to panic.
Well, I'm glad I don't have any phobias like that. Hey, what did you say the fear of spiders was again?
Arachnophobia. Why?
Hey, is that a spider over there?
Where?
Just kidding. Gotcha. 我们知道 fear 是恐惧害怕，但是 phobia 是恐惧症，那是一种 intense fear， 很强烈的害怕。心理学家会研究不同的 phobias， 比较常听到的有 acrophobia 惧高症， claustrophobia 幽闭恐惧症，也就是害怕被关在狭小的空间。如果你对蜘蛛有强烈的恐惧，在心理学有一个专门的名词Arachnophobia, A-R-A-C-H-N-O-P-H-O-B-I-A, 这是蜘蛛恐惧症。不论是什么 phobia, 希望大家永远不要有 English phobia。我们下次见。
嗨，大家好，我是 Michelle。今天第一个重点我们看 reputation 这个名词。Reputation 是指名誉或声誉。例如 ,the car dealer has an excellent reputation for customer service. 这家汽车经销商的客户服务有非常好的名声。或者是 ,this magazine has a bad reputation for twisting the interviewee's comments. 这家杂志社因为曲解受访者的言论而恶名昭彰。继续我们看的是 purchase 这个动词。purchase 是指购买。例如 ,the couple purchased their first house after they had their first baby. 这对夫妻生了第一个小宝宝之后买了他们的第一栋房子。或者是 ,you can purchase tickets for the concert online 1 month in advance. 你可以在一个月前在网络上购买这个演唱会的门票。最后我们看的是 concentrate 这个动词。Concentrate 是指集中全力以赴或者是全神贯注。如果要说明全力以赴做哪件事情的话，是用 on 这个介系词。例如 ,Valerie finally decided to concentrate on her studying. Valerie 终于要全副精神摆在读书这件事上。或者是 ,The company is now concentrating on developing new products. 这家公司目前全力发展新产品。And you should concentrate on studying English too. See you tomorrow.
Amelia Earhart. She made history by taking risks. In the early days of flight, one woman captured the world's attention by setting aviation records. That woman, Amelia Earhart, became even more famous in death, though.Because of the mystery surrounding her disappearance. That mystery remains unsolved to this day. The early years. When Amelia Mary Earhart was born in 1897, young women were expected to leave simple, traditional lives as wives and mothers. But it became clear that Earhart's life would be different as she gained a reputation for climbing trees and hunting rats.At age 7, she discovered how much she enjoyed heights while riding a Ferris wheel. 16 years later, Earhart rode in an airplane and knew she had to fly. Just days after that, she took her first flying lesson, and within 6 months, Earhart purchased her own airplane. A life-changing flight. On June 18, 1928,Earhart gained international fame when she became the first woman to fly across the Atlantic Ocean. Although she didn't pilot the plane, Earhart received the praise and credit for the flight. From that point on, she began to concentrate on flying.
Back in the 1930s, air travel was still relatively new.Aircraft didn't have all the safety features they do today, and pilots didn't have the help of computers and GPS systems. Add that to the dangers of traveling long distances over oceans and deserts, and you can begin to understand the courage that Amelia Earhart must have had when she decided to fly around the world. Tomorrow, we'll learn about Amelia Earhart and how she set and broke aviation records. Until then, all of us at Studio Classroom hope you have a fantastic day. Bye-bye, everyone.